Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We started the section on the du'as to create a yearning in the heart for the year after. We explained that Hazrat Mu'tawi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that all that is, has been said from the ahadith and all the incidents that have been mentioned about the beauty and the splendor and the experience and the excitement that a person goes through as far as the akhirat is concerned, that all this really is nothing unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it happen. Allah Pak makes it happen, then everything will come to life, everything will become come to fruition. But on the other hand, you can have everything, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want it to work, it won't work. So he says, therefore I feel it appropriate that at the end of my kitab, I bring in those du'as that will create a yearning in a person's heart. Because at the end of the day, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this yearning to come, this shock to come, this desire to come in the heart of a person for akhirat, for maut, for the year after, and for the life after this life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it possible. And then we also explained that the enjoyment and the experience and the beauty that a person goes through at the time of death. So continuing on the section on the du'as, beautiful du'as, he mentioned that he has taken it from Munajat-e-Maqbool. Munajat-e-Maqbool is a du'a kitab. It has been compiled also by Hazrat Mu'tawi rahmatullahi alayh. So anyway, this du'a, continuing today's du'a, Allahumma inni as'aluka na'iman la yanfad wa qurrata aynin la tanqati' والرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك من غير ضراء مضرة وفتنة مضلة. O Allah, I ask you, what a beautiful dua, that O Allah, I ask you for bounties which do not end. In this world, whatever bounty a person has, at some point that bounty has to come to an end. If that bounty is still existing, that person will come to an end. But there is some end as far as the bounties are concerned. So your person is saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka na'iman la yanfad. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for bounties which do not end. In other words, just continues and continues and continues. And that is Jannat. Jannat is just continues and continues. And every second of the person's enjoyment is increasing. As the time is moving, a person's enjoyment is also increasing. So oh Allah, I ask you for bounties which do not end. وَنَعِيمٌ وَقُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ لَا تَنْقَطِعْ. Wallah, I ask you for the delight of the eyes which do not cease. The delight of the eyes which do not cease. Yeah, a person sees something that he likes, but at some point he has to move away. At some point he has to take his eye away. At some point there's some cut-off as far as the enjoyment of the eye gets. So here he's saying, oh Allah, I'm asking you for the delight of the eyes which do not cease. And then, oh Allah, وَرِضَى بِالْقَضَىٰ. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for submission to your decree. Allah, I must be happy with whatever you choose for me. That no matter what you have chosen for me, you chose for me to get sick, I'm happy. You chose for me to be healthy, Allah, I'm happy. You chose for me to make a loss, I'm happy with that loss. Allah, you chose for me to make a gain, I'm happy with that. Whatever decision you made for me, whatever decision you have made for my family, I'm happy with your decision. The person is asking Allah for this great quality which is called Rida bil Qada. So, war Rida bil Qada. In Arabic we say Rida bil Qada. In Urdu you say Rida bil Qada. That's why it's with a fatha and a kasra. Anyway, وَبَرْدَ الْعَيْشِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And oh Allah, I'm asking you for a pleasurable life after death. After that, I want a life full of pleasure, oh Allah. One thing we learn from this dua, beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that the pleasure and the place for pleasure is after death. It's not before death. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said, I'm asking you for pleasure before death. I'm asking you, وَبَرْدَ الْعَيْشِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. I'm asking you for a life of pleasure after death. And then, وَلَذَّةَ النَّظْرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for the joy of looking at your countenance, enjoying your countenance, enjoying your greatness and your magnificence and your countenance, oh Allah, grant me that enjoyment. Can you imagine what an enjoyment it is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We got no idea of what beauty that is. The person who has created all the splendor and all the beauty, can you imagine how much of beauty he has in him? So Allah, I'm asking you for the joy of looking at your countenance. The next part, وَالشُّوْقَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. O Allah, grant me the desire of meeting you. This part ties up with this kitab. O Allah, grant me the desire of meeting you. I want to meet you. Put that desire in my heart that I must meet you. Next part, مِنْ غَيْرِ ضَرَّاءَ مُضِرَّةَ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any harm from harmful things. That I'm asking you for all these things. I'm asking you for these things, but without any harm coming to me. It must be these things coming without any harm. There's fear that when a person has some type of gain, there's also that fear that there may be some harm. A person enjoys some benefit. Example, a person has got a good house, A person is frightened that there may be some theft, there may be some burn, that the house may catch on fire, or something may happen. There's that fear all the time. So Allah, I'm asking you for these things without any harm coming. In other words, no harm coming to whatever I'm asking you, without experiencing any harm in myself, any harm in my life. I'm asking you for these things. And the next part, without tribulation, wa fitnatin mudilla, and without any tribulation which causes one to go astray. Why? Because when a person, he's faced with certain trials, certain tribulations, and it's very, very, very easy for a person to go astray. So therefore, a person should always make dua, that oh Allah, save me from any type of fitna. So therefore, this last part of this dua, wa fitnatin mudilla, oh Allah, I'm asking you for safety from every type of fitna, from every type of mischief that will cause me to go astray. What a beautiful dua. What a beautiful, all-encompassing dua. That Allah, I'm asking you for all these great things. And the same time, I'm asking you safety from any type of harm. And the last part, Allah, I'm asking you safety from any type of fitna that will cause me to go astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. The duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undoubtedly are very, very comprehensive. Normally when we make dua, it is very limited. Our mind is only going up till this life. Very, very seldom do we go in terms of qabr, in terms of akhirat, in terms of hashr, in terms of jannah, in terms of enjoying the countenance and the beauty of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in akhirat. But when the Anbiya alayhi salam make dua, then this is their type of dua. Very, very broad, very, very encompassing. It covers everything. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for Jumal Salah. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The zikr of this day of Friday is send increased salawat, durood, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we're driving, when we're walking, when we're moving, just keep reading durood sharif. The pious of the past, they would actually have not direct competition, but indirect competition, just to get the motivation up of the people, that who can read more durood sharif on a Friday. At the end of the day, amongst their friends, they'll just take a stock take to see who read more durood sharif. Not that it's a competition, but just as a means of encouragement. So this is the zikr of the day. A person should engage as much zikr of durood sharif as he can. We should try and read Surah Kahf, because this is a surah that has been specifically mentioned to us in the hadith, that will save us from the times of fitna and save us from the fitnas of Dajjal. And the last thing is that we should try and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib. Ideally, before Maghrib Salah, a person should come early to the masjid and try and engage in dua, because ulama have the opinion that this is the time on a Friday wherein du'as are accepted. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.